If you see at any time there's a perspective shift, it's through a conversation, it's through an experience. You have a crazy conversation that makes you go and experience something. You have an experience, I want to share it.
In studio with us today is Juan Gray, the CEO of Purpose, a platform that connects humanity through a series of interactive games.
I want to see more people living their purpose. That's one of my big drivers when I see people actually doing what they love to do.
On his journey to developing this groundbreaking card game,
Juan curated an ever-growing collection of deep and engaging questions that connect humanity.
One of them had the game and they're like, let's play this game. And because they played and they went so deep in a short period of time, they realized we need to see each other again. Aww. And they said, oh, we found each other attractive, but it was not a physical attraction. It was a spiritual soul attraction.
We're social creatures who are meant to connect. We thrive when we have the companionship of others.
I'm Ingrid J. Monday.
And I'm Ina Koropkina. We are all about connection on this podcast. And this is what we're here to do, to inspire our fellow women to connect to their inner self and the world around them. That is our purpose, which aligns so perfectly with yours, Juan. And so we're incredibly thrilled to have you here on the mic with us today.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, welcome, Juan. So our listeners are obviously curious. They're probably wondering, how does this game work?
Right now, the world is more disconnected than ever before. Connection through technology is about to rise rapidly, and it's been rising extremely rapidly, more and more. Every single day, there's more advancements in that space, and so we can feel more connected through tech. But we are also, if you look at it from a graph, we are more disconnected socially. Mm-hmm. Pretty much every single week that passes, there's more and more disconnection.
Why do you think that is?
Our cell phone can be a tool to help us create. It can be a tool to help us connect, but it also is a tool of distraction, of mass distraction. And whatever we put attention to, we expand. And we are always on our phone. And if you look at the majority of times what we're doing, I would say that a high percentage of that time is spent on distractive activities. Now, this is done by design. It is not your fault. There's reasons behind this. And again, coming back to purpose, it comes down a lot of that through conversation. Either it's conversation with yourself or it's conversation with others. If you see at any time there's a perspective shift, it's through a conversation, it's through an experience, right? And both, usually those conversations and experiences go hand in hand. You have a crazy conversation that makes you go and experience something. You have an experience, I want to share it.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Journaling, I consider it a conversation with yourself. Just to finalize, I started literally asking myself, like, hey, Juan, what are you going to do here? How are you going to fix this? And I heard this voice, and this voice literally just said, Juan, calm down. You're going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. So I had this voice that was telling me you need to make a game. And the game is called Purpose. And clarity is linked to purpose. And clarity comes from answers, and answers come from questions. So there's a big part of the game that is based on questions.
Is there any winning or losing?
So, that's a question that I got a lot in the beginning. What I realized about the winning and losing is not as much people, they care about the winning factor. It's more the dopamine hits that you're getting from it. And it's the feeling of a little bit of the unknown and a little bit of like somewhat of a strategy, right? And so we brought a lot of that to the next version where you can play that way or not. So it kind of touches on people that they love that kind of competitive aspect.
Yeah.
But the majority, like as cute as it sounds, is like really everyone's a winner in this game because you get a chance to not only connect, not only learn new things about people, learn things about yourself, but this game actually creates a lot of breakthroughs from a personal growth standpoint. That's why we're going into our next version. There's a whole element that actually connects you to your own personal goals, your mission, and your purpose. And every time that you play, you actually help guide your journey. Then we have a purpose journal as well that connects with it.
Lovely.
So the questions on there connect in, and you can see how you've actually answered questions differently as you go.
Love
I've played that. This game thousands of times, and what's interesting is that every single time it's a different experience. And we have purpose customers that actually have told us, like, I've played this game over 500 times. And that's rare. We started looking at the replayability of games, and there's not many games, even Uno. Like, there's not many people that's like, I played Uno 500 times.
So when we spoke, you talked about how the purpose game started with slips of paper. Where did these questions come from? What inspired each question that you wrote on that piece of paper?
Yeah, so the first set of questions I just wrote down. And actually, funny enough, I remember thinking, you know what, these questions are too deep and we cannot include them in the first version. And so I would say that a lot of the first questions that came to me are not in this first edition.
Oh, interesting.
They're not even in it, because there was something telling me, like, the world's not ready for it. I believe that if your product is perfect, you've launched too late, you know? And the reality is, I would never have come up with the version that we're launching now. We sold out the first couple thousand, et cetera. And then it kind of went in batches like that. But then with this one, it gave me all the feedback. I've seen hundreds of people play it, but we've had thousands of people that have given some kind of feedback and conversation. Sometimes not a feedback, it's just a conversation with their story. And their story is what motivates me the most. Like, we received another, I think I told you about someone who messaged us that they are now getting married.
Yes, I love that story.
Purpose.
Yeah, tell Ingrid.
Yeah, I want to hear the story.
Yeah, so it was an email and it said, hey, well, we don't know if this is the right email to contact. I'm with my fiance and we just wanted to reach out to Purpose because we actually met, and they gave me the whole scenario, and it was pretty beautiful, because it was like, it happened that they were in the same city, like, one day they met, one of them had the game, and they're like, let's play this game. And because they played and they went so deep in a short period of time, they realized, we need to see each other again.
Aww.
And they said, oh, we found each other attractive. But it was not a physical attraction. It was a spiritual soul attraction.
Gorgeous.
And it said we would not have gotten into, I never go into those conversations just like that.
Yeah.
They had like
an
hour and a half or something. Within an hour and a half, trust me, if you play Purpose with an hour and a half with a stranger, you can definitely tap into something different. And that right there is like, that made us have to see each other again. So if this game didn't exist, they say it like that.
Wow.
Like, they really put it in, and I was like, wow.
Yeah. I love it. What an amazing concept. People must wake up in the morning and then like pull a card or something.
That too, but even just like for example, what's really that I've seen a lot is just like always having the game, you know. A lot of girls have it in their purse, guys.
Aww,
too, like, I started calling customers recently,
which
is a really good thing to do, because you can connect to a community and really hear people out. And so I called the first person, and his name is Jamal. I introduced myself from Purpose, and he had got the game over a year ago, right? And so he's like, oh my God, yes, I'm still playing Purpose. You know, I have to tell you, there's a girl that became my best friend, and we actually dated for 6 months. And the story was basically that he was on a date, first date, and he was like, it was so like awkward. Because he said, I'm more of a programmer, dude. Like, I'm a little bit more of a shy kind of guy, you know, and she was the most beautiful girl I've ever like had a date with. He's like, I'm not usually an awkward dude, I'm very playful, but I was just like, didn't know what to say. And he's like, hey, I have a game in the car I just got. Do you mind if I go get it? You want to play?
Love
she was
it.
Like, sure. So he goes to the car, picks up this game. They start playing. And then that goes. And then she messages him, hey, do you want to play that game again? With it? And then they ended up dating for 6 months. And now they're like best friends, you know? So things like that.
Wow. So tell me, let's walk us through. How do you play it with
person? Basically, I would recommend you play this game between 2 to 8 people.
Okay.
So first off, grab a card.
Yep.
Okay. So I'll say, first, what you do is you pick a player. So Ingrid, I'm picking you. I ask you, top or bottom?
Top.
And folks, there's a question at the top, question at the bottom.
Yeah.
The question is, what is something that you've been holding on to that you need to let go of?
Ooh.
On the spot. God. That's a deep one.
That's a deep one. So I feel like life's journey is so interesting, right?
Mm.
But I sold my loft years ago, and it was such a magical space.
Yeah.
And I sold it, but now I'm like, damn it. It's a regret. So I hold it inside, and I wish that maybe I had made a different choice, but I know that the journey was meant to be, because I have traveled and I moved and I am in a different spot, but I think like there's a part of me connected there that maybe that I still regret, right?
Yeah.
So, but there's other things too. I gave you the most PG answer because we're on camera.
Even there, that's something that holds space,
yeah.
Right? And I can relate to that, actually. Yeah. Especially when it's something like you've built. Like for me, it was more something I built in a business space and creative space, and put a lot of love into that. And at some point, I made decisions to
get rid of
shift, get rid of it, etc.
Yeah.
And then you feel, oh my God, it would be so, why did I do that? You know, really what you miss, if we think about it, we don't really miss the space.
Yeah.
We miss the feeling that we had there.
Yeah.
Right?
Good
point.
You're
right. Feeling. It's really that. Like it's, and that feeling, use it as like inner motivation to attract that feeling somewhere else, you know, at a next level.
Yeah.
Because
you're
always evolving, and it's all like what you can actually believe. If you can believe that you are, you can, you know, get even more of that feeling, you'll attract it.
Yeah. I'm going to get another studio loft again. And it's going to be even more epic.
And we're going to do part two of this.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
Now you get to pick someone else.
Okay. So I'm going to pick you.
Okay.
Or it'll be pick Ina. Should I like
sure,
I'll get you on there?
Yeah.
Okay, Ina.
Go ahead.
So do I pick one of my cards?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm gonna ask Ina a question.
Yes.
Right?
What you're gonna do is you're going to pick her, you're gonna grab a card.
Okay.
Right now we're playing with purpose cards, but there's other cards that basically add to the gamification of it, right? So there's, for example, a mirror card, there is a confession card, there is a wild card, or you can scan that card. And the card itself is a code that opens up on your phone, and it goes in the purpose database of, right now, tens of thousands of questions, but that's going to become millions of questions where humanity can actually submit their question to purpose. It gets approved to make sure it's a purpose-driven question. Okay. So it's like one game that actually has an unlimited amount of reflection, of creativity, and of action. One of the things that I'm really excited about right now is a new expansion pack. Because that's where there's a lot of opportunity to keep things interesting. One of them is called The Collective. So what it really is, every card is connected to a person, right? Mm-hmm. And I actually would like to invite both of you to be in that expansion pack. So it's really cool because let's just say that I have Ina's question. So now it's like you get basically two questions to ask humanity, right?
Oh,
and then it's
nice.
By you. So you are.
I create the questions.
You create the questions. Oh. And later on, I want to make it so it's kind of designed to the person's purpose. One thing that we notice is like when people are playing purpose, a lot of people told us, you know, like nobody was on their phone.
Love it.
Which is rare.
Yeah. But everyone's sitting and listening.
Future of business is community, really. And the way to build and foster community is giving people the ability to create and giving people the ability to express and giving people the ability to voice. And it's the voice of humanity, because enough people actually play it and speak up, and you get to hear all kinds of different perspectives and answers to what then could become like your own answer.
So it's spelled PVRPOSE.
Yes. So instead of the U, it's
the V.
It's the V.
Cool.
Because you are the voice.
Ina, top or bottom?
Bottom.
How can you motivate yourself to accomplish your goals this year?
Have you as my accountability partner?
Yeah. What a great answer. Because, you know, I always.
Because it's all on you, babe. Just kidding.
What about you, Juan? Do you have an accountability partner?
I have multiple accountability partners. We just have an inner knowing that, like, hey, we're going to do this. And we just naturally keep each other on track, and it's always connected to a mission and what's the next milestone that we have to reach. But one of my best friends, Jesse, we message each other a check mark every time we're done our daily ab workout, for example. It's easy, done.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, like, you haven't sent it to me. Simple, you know what I mean? And I think that's powerful. The more you try to complicate it, the less it's going to be realistic. But if you can keep it super simple to one thing, but that one thing means a lot.
Yeah.
Then that's the way to go. And you can have it in multiple different areas of your life. But I think for me, in terms of business and in terms of my health and nutrition, fitness is like the most important. And then the most important accountability partner that you'll have is like in the mirror, which is hard. But if you take it really seriously, that's like,
yeah.
And one thing that on the next edition I added is I invite people to film a personal video before they start playing and say, hey, before you get started on the purpose journey, because it really is a journey, is film a video of yourself for yourself and answer a couple questions. And the questions are of the likes of, where are you right now? How do you feel about your life in the present moment? Where is your levels of joy? What's your sense of purpose, your clarity? How much are you yearning connection, or do you feel extremely connected to yourself, mm-hmm. to others around you, to your community, to the world, to the earth, to your purpose? How do you feel? Make that video. Play the game 10 times.
Oh my God, brilliant.
Play the game 10 times.
Amazing.
And for yourself.
I love it. Yeah.
And play the game 100 times. And then what's really powerful as well is when people just want to share it, because when you feel it, you want to share it. So if it is something you want to share, whenever you want to share it, you can feel free to share it to purpose. And then if not, this is a personal stamp of you in this moment. Yeah. And for me, it's not that the game is your life changer. It allows you to take a moment and be an anchor to the present. That's it. An anchor to the present. Connect with people, go deep, and then just be. That's it. That's what I want. Because I want to see more people living their purpose. That's one of my big drivers when I see people actually doing what they love to do.
What a beautiful mission.
Us too. Yeah, us too. I'm so glad that we connected and we were able to promote purpose.
Well, thank you so much.
We hope to have you back here again very soon.
Yeah, and I can't wait to play the game. So our listeners can buy the game where?
You can get it at our website, purposegame.com. You'll always be able to find it there. Actually, finish off with one question to both of you.
Yeah.
Finalize this. So my question to both of you is, what would you say your purpose is?
My purpose is yours, to connect humanity. But our target audience is women because we feel that as women, we haven't had the same opportunities as men, and we're getting more of them, but there are still a lot of impediments. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to shine a light on those impediments, just connecting women and bringing them to the new level of power, but not above men, together with men.
Yeah.
To make progress in this world.
And I would say that any man that you've ever seen that has done great things has had some kind of strong woman by their side. We're meant to support each other.
Yeah.
You know, and this female spiritual energy is so important any man.
And there's your accountability partner too, right? So
good question. Thank you for asking that.
Thank you. That's great. Welcome to Rise Up and Fix It, podcast dedicated to empowering women.
A podcast dedicated to empowering the creator within you.
I'm the writer of the book, The Secrets of Becoming a Boss Bitch with a Heart of Gold. I'm a photographer, filmmaker, and producer, and people know me as Ms. Monday.
And I'm Ina Koropkina, actress, producer, and creative director of Jewel Branding Studios. Please support us by clicking on that subscribe button and tell others about our podcast. Thank you for listening.